Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We got your emails. We got your voicemails. Web crawlers, mailbag.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Mailbag episode. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is where we play your voicemails and then do whatever else we want to do. Do we have anything else we want to do before we get into the voicemails?
Anything we want to do?
Anything exciting?
We got an email from Lauren who was like, yay, you're back. Said, hey, ladies, I can't believe I just learned last week that you guys are still doing episodes about 90 Day Fiancé. I know I'm super late. I was addicted to you guys' 90 Day Fiancé slumber party podcast. So I was sad when it ended. So I'm glad you're back. 90 Day is my favorite TV series. And listening to you guys got me through a super tough engagement breakup that occurred while living in a city away from family and close friends. Oh no.
That's gotta be hard.
At that time I felt very alone and was really depressed. It took longer to heal than I expected, but you guys helped me get through. You gave something to look forward to, lift my spirits. You're like friends of mine that I've never met. LOL, you guys are absolutely hilarious and your commentary is perfect. You always pick me up on the random but odd things from the episodes that I notice or start to wonder about. Like on one of the older episodes, why was Holly shoeless in the streets of South Africa after Wayne drove off and left her?
Exactly.
Anyways, please keep doing this. Sending plenty of love your way. Cheers, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
That's so nice.
We really appreciate that. And we're glad that we could help you through a hard time.
Okay. We got some voicemails, baby.
Let's do it.
Web crawlers, hi, it's Joran.
Hi.
Your best friend in the whole wide world.
Yes.
I discovered, don't ask me how, but I discovered on Instagram, and I think on some other social medias too, or YouTube maybe, if people post like a breastfeeding video, and you see, you know, a full-on
titty
for
changer?
Lack of a better word, that's okay. That's allowed. And so there are women who maybe they are OnlyFans people or whatever, where they have little fake babies, dolls, I guess, is what you would call them.
What?
And they're making videos just to put up there, and there's, you know, it'll have a blurb, it'll say, like, for educational purposes.
No.
But it's just, you know, like this babe pulling down her shirt and pulling out her tits and then sticking this doll there.
That does not show up on my feed, Joran.
You know, like
Joran.
I've never seen this, Joran.
Anyway, I just wanted to share.
Thanks, Joran.
Okay, Joran.
there's not really a point.
Check your algorithm, Joran.
It's just a crazy world we live in. Uh-huh. Is it not? Is it not? Okay. Carry on with your the rest of your life. Bye.
Joran, I've never seen this in my Joran. Feed. Is he saying it's like women trying to get away with showing their boobs?
Yeah, like OnlyFans girls will do naked photos, but like have a baby with that. So I guess it passes the algorithm somehow.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's crazy.
In the words of Maria, that is sick.
It's probably one of those like newborn dolls, like those Mormon newborns.
No. Oh, no, no, no. Okay, next message.
Hello, Allie and Melissa and everybody. Melissa, you said, who hasn't seen Donnie Darko? I'm telling you, my Donnie Darko was my high school sweetheart's favorite movie.
Oh.
So somehow that means that I have avoided it for all of my life.
Wow.
I don't know what that movie is. I think it might be about a dog.
No.
I'm too lazy to look it up. Okay, bye.
You say it's about a dog?
A dog? It's definitely not about a dog.
That's really funny.
There's a bunny costume involved.
There is a bunny. Yeah.
There's an airplane. There's a dance recital. It's all... It's a lot of crazy shit in
Drew Barrymore plays a teacher.
Uh-huh. Okay, next message.
Hi, web crawlers. Hi. It's Samantha from Oshawa, Ontario.
Hi,
not
Oshawa.
Wisconsin. Just calling with a little update and maybe a question that you can help me answer. You may recall I did IVF. I had my embryo transfer at the end of January this year. Now the embryo is a full-on fetus.
Yay!
I'm 11 weeks prego as of yesterday.
Woo-hoo!
And I just had my most recent ultrasound. Nice. The nurse was like, this is going to be a long baby.
Nice.
Your husband's tall.
The baby's long.
I come from a long descendant of
a long baby.
Tall people. So it's going to be a tall child.
Yep.
Anyway, so I sent my husband like a list of names on this like Instagram post I found, and one of them was Ripley, and my husband's like, oh my god, that's the name, that's it, we're choosing that name, that's the name.
Oh my god, yes.
But like, Dippin' Dots Lady Melissa, that's her child's name.
Dippin' Dots Lady.
Steal her whole identity. We already did IVF. Like, I'm not, I mean, I am a Melissa Stetton stan, but
thank
I don't
you.
Want to steal her life, you know what I mean? So, I guess my question is, do we have your blessing to use Ripley if, that's what we decide on. Jury's still out. I don't know. Just because I know your child is named that, and we also did IVF, I have my reservations. But
that's
I do like
so
the name.
Funny.
It's cute.
That's a good name.
Also, her initials would be RPG, and like my husband's a huge gamer, so maybe it's fate. I don't know. But let me know your thoughts. I'm kind of behind on the pod at TBH. I haven't had time to do really much of anything. I've just been going to work, barfing, coming home,
barfing,
and sometimes sleeping and barfing while I'm at work.
Oh,
so
no.
Lots to catch up on. I'm behind on 90DF also, so I'll have to call back once I'm caught up on everything. Anyways, love ya. Love you too, Allie, even though I didn't mention you in this
long. That's okay. That's okay.
Lots of love from Melissa, but Allie, you great too.
you great.
Wow. Well, I give you my blessings to use the name Ripley. It's a good name. Not a lot of babies are named Ripley. It's a pretty unique name, but I do know a boy named Ripley.
Yeah, I think it's like unisex. I think it's a unisex name. And I like that about a name. I like a unisex name.
Yeah, that's why our other name choice was Clementine.
I love Clementine.
I
almost want to steal Clementine.
Well, you can have it. But she was born, we're like, that's a Ripley.
She is a Ripley.
I mean, if the initials are going to be RPG and you love games, that might be...
What is that?
Role-playing game.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I like also how it's like you have a monopoly over IVF or something.
Yeah, no. IVF with a kid named Rip. No. So many people do IVF.
That's cute. Congratulations.
Congrats.
I know that can't be easy. So yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, next.
I have the hormones of a 20-year-old.
That's right, you do. You just had blood work done.
Yeah. I mean, congrats. I don't know if it's accurate because I just got off birth control and haven't started menstruating yet. So I'm in like this weird hormone limbo.
Oh, weird.
So it could just be my hormones like reacclimating and I'm like in some good zone. But apparently my doctors say I have the hormones of a 20-year-old.
Wow.
I don't want to pass on my genetics, though, so it doesn't really matter. But
it doesn't matter, though.
It doesn't matter, but...
Okay, next message.
Hey, chicas, it's Lauren from Nashville. Long time.
How you doing?
I am calling because I am currently sitting in my car. I'm apparently the first one at work.
Wow.
I'm back to work.
Well, she's driving.
Today is my first day back.
Oh.
I am super nervous. Super scared also. I don't know what's waiting for me at my office. But
a party, probably, I bet.
Yeah. It was a very long and hard recovery, which I'm still trying to
get
back to normal with emotions and my body. But life keeps going, right? We have to take one day at a time, and it gets really bad before it could get really good.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, gals. I thank you a lot for everything. Just putting out, you know, all your episodes and me being at home, it helped me a lot. Made me feel like I was with some girlfriends. I do have some to catch up. I had a few days. Few weeks. That was really bad for me, but
honey.
I am back.
She's
and I'm
back.
Excited. I love you guys. I love everybody. I hope everybody's well. Wish me luck on my first day. I think I'm gonna have to sit here for another 30 minutes because
30 minutes.
I forgot my code to get into the door.
Oh my god, that's really funny. That's
I won't keep you much. I love you guys. Lots of kisses. I hope your baby's doing well.
She's
and
great.
Super, super big. All right. Bye.
I love that Floor's 30 minutes early to work.
That's really funny. Like, I'm just going to have to wait here, I think.
Wow. Sounds like she's doing so much better.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a relief.
Yeah. What a relief.
Yeah. I'm glad you pulled through on that.
Man. Yeah. I hope you get into work. Hope you don't sit on the parking lot for days. Okay, next message.
Oh my god. I am driving on the 10 and I just saw something so shocking. I didn't know what else to do except call the web crawlers.
Oh.
I swear to god, I'm in really heavy traffic right now and I'm neck and neck with a car that definitely has blood splatter all over it.
What?
What?
It could be paint. I don't know anything about forensics, but it looks a lot like real blood.
What?
And
I don't know what to do.
What's the license plate?
My mom's birthday. I'm not going to like get involved in the police.
It's my mom's birthday. I don't have time for this.
I don't want to alert the authorities. I hope someone else does because I'm very concerned. That's all.
That's crazy.
Where on the 10? Because doesn't the 10 go from like California to Florida?
Yeah, it's a long 10. It's a long ass 10.
What? Blood. I mean, they could have hit an animal.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Or a person. I would have wrote down I would have took a picture of the license plate just in case.
I'm going to lie. I don't know if I do anything.
Yeah, I would just
I'd probably be like, it's probably paint. Like, I think I'd talk myself out of it.
Could be paint.
That's scary.
I wonder, depending on where you were, it could have hit a deer.
Also, like, wouldn't you wash it off? Like, if you killed someone and there was blood all over, unless you didn't know, unless you had no idea.
Or you had just killed someone and you're fleeing.
On the right. On how the fast 10. Were they going? How right. fast were they going? Call back.
Were they going really fast?
Yeah. Were they speeding like away from a crime? Let us know.
What city were you in?
Yeah.
Okay. Next message.
Hey, bimbos. It's Stacy from Wisconsin. I'm driving in my car, so hopefully you can like hear me okay. Anyway, I just listened to the latest mailbag, and they're talking about the Fear movie. Totally proud of that movie. I used to love that movie.
Oh, Fear,
and
yeah.
The roller coaster fingering thing. Yes. Now, when I was younger, I'm like, whoa, that would be like the coolest experience ever, right? But now as like a 42-year-old sea hag, I'm like, yeah. There's no way logistically that could work. Because how are you going to get your hand under like the belt thing?
That wouldn't feel good.
And you go around a corner or jerk around, the guy's going to like bust his wrist, right? But that can't be
healthy. That's really
logistics. Just don't worry.
Yeah, it's not good for fingering.
The only thing I ever heard about that scene was the remake of Wild Horses, probably.
Oh, right.
Back in the day, I thought. Anyways.
I don't know.
And horror Mikey with her tonsillectomy. I had a tonsillectomy when I was 18, and it was horrid. I had jaw spasms, and just listening to her talk, it brought me right back, like, exactly how she feels. So hang in there. It does get better. It heals fast. And good luck with that. All right. That's all I have. So have a great day, guys. Bye.
Yeah, just the logistics of the roller coaster finger bang scene. It doesn't make sense.
No good.
I'd like to see a behind the scenes on that.
Yeah.
Now, here's how we filmed the finger
bang
scene
fingered.
On the roller coaster.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, next message.
Hi, Allie and Melissa. This is Stephanie calling from Pennsylvania. I was just listening to your podcast on In the Park and decided to leave a voicemail for once. I've been meaning to reach out. I found you guys, I don't know, maybe like a year ago. My ex-boyfriend told me you were covering the 90 Day World. And I'm a huge fan of 90 Day Fiancé and dragged him into the universe too. We've since broken up, which is fine. but I enjoy listening to your podcast every week, and I love the 90 Day Recap. I love watching 90 Days. Fiance to feel better about myself.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that.
I'm dating someone new and also have brought him into the 90-day universe.
Doing the Lord's work.
Good.
Keep up the good work. You guys are hilarious and wish we could be besties in real life. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, there's a new season.
It's crazy off the bat.
Happily ever after. Yeah, it's good.
More like unhappily ever after.
Yeah, right? These people are all hate each other.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this is a message for Work Problems. It's Becky from England. Hello. Hi, girls. I'll run ahead of the signal, Becky. I'm in the house. I usually leave my voicemails in the car. I listened to your voicemail maybe a few days ago, and I really wanted to ring in and send a message to a couple of people, but I didn't have time at that moment. It's been a few days now, but I absolutely remember Mikey leaving a voicemail. It was a lovely girl having a hard time with dementia. And it was awful, and it really resonated with me because when I was younger, my grandma had dementia, and I was really young. I didn't fully understand it at the time, but like I had to watch my mum go through it, you know, like seeing her mum like that, and I do remember as well. Like I didn't see my grandma much, and I didn't really understand why, but now I understand that my mum just didn't want us to see her like that, basically. But yeah, I just really felt fear, and I thought your message was so lovely. Like I could tell obviously that you was really upset, but you were still giving like some really positive messages out. And you said, I'm pretty sure you even said a message to myself on Flora as well. And I just thought, wow, how lovely that she's like thinking of other people when she's going through this hard time. And you said that you just wanted to send positive vibes to everybody. So I'm sure everyone agrees with me that we're all sending you positive vibes right back. And it's such a difficult thing to go through. And I'm just really sorry that you're going through that. But, you know, you sound like such a strong person. And you are going to get through this. You definitely are. And I'm sure there was maybe something else I wanted to say, but I just can't remember. It's been a while, and babies and all that. I do have something interesting on our web caller's topic there. So in my local area, there's been a scandal. Oh my God, what's the name of the place that like cremates bodies? I forgot the name, but anyway,
the morgue.
It's just come out that a place that is supposed to cremate bodies hasn't been cremating the bodies and has been giving people the wrong ashes.
No,
this is like very local to me because my uncle owns a car garage, and the place is next door, and his garage has been shut for like a week with police outside.
Oh no!
He's been sort of getting all the details before it's fully come out in the news. But essentially. This business owner was doing cremations a lot cheaper than what you
do. Oh, there's a part two. What Jesus. Are they doing with the bodies?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Okay, how to. So basically what he was doing is he was doing cremations quite cheap. He wasn't actually cremating the bodies himself. He was taking it somewhere else to be cremated, which is somewhere like 2 hours away. So this is a complete example. So for example, he was charging somebody £100 to cremate a body. He was then paying this other place £50 to actually cremate the body. So he was making like £50. But because he got himself into some money trouble, he wasn't cremating the bodies. So he was just storing all these bodies and just pocketing the full money. But then people were asking God. For the ashes.
Right.
And then he was just giving out like random ashes of somebody else, and it's all come out in the news. And people are suing him. People have got like urns with ashes in, and the police have found their bodies. They're asking people to go in to like identify the bodies by like markings and stuff, because like it's been so long it's hard to tell who's who, which is just horrific. Actually identified one woman by her pacemaker. It's just awful. So if I get any more updates on that, I'll let you know. Just pretty grim, pretty close to home, really. Been so close to me. And how awful. Can you imagine if you had a loved one and then you get a phone call saying, yeah, those ashes you got, not the right ones.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, I think that's it from me for now. Bella, do you want to say anything?
Baby.
Literally gobbles all day. As soon as I put the phone to work, nothing. I can't believe I've become one of those moms. But anyway, love you all. Have a great weekend today. And happy birthday and belated birthday to Ali and Melissa. I don't know when you're going to get this message. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's crazy. I would be so pissed.
No, imagine you get a call like, hey, can you identify your loved one's body that you thought was cremated 5 years ago?
Jesus Christ, I would lose my mind.
Where was he putting the bodies? Where were they being stored?
Fucking
in the backyard. Okay, next message.
Hey, my beautiful pals. It is Dina from Toronto.
Hello.
First of all, Carson City Britney bitch. Thank you so much for the care and the love. Wow, I am trying not to cry this morning when I was listening to the voicemail. Thank you. It really means a lot. I hope you're doing well as well. So I just wanted to let you guys know that, oh no, I'm going to cry. Shit, son of a bee. Mom got placed. And you guys, it is the best possible thing that could have happened. Yeah. She is in basically a brand new home. It's only been around for about a year. The room that she ended up in has a beautiful view. She can see nature. She can see, you know, it's not just like looking onto a cement wall.
Right.
The room is quite big, actually. And my ex-sister-in-law, aka my sister friend, she just took control. She got my mom's favorite color is turquoise. And she found her a turquoise dresser.
Aww.
She's got this beautiful, like, mustard yellow, like, chair for her. And she's draped it with a whole bunch of, like, turquoise stuff. And my mom loves Gordon Lightfoot. If you know the Canadian folk singer, yes. Gordon Lightfoot. my mom is obsessed with him. obsessed. And she, when she came in today, she had, she literally went into the home today. She had a Gordon Lightfoot DVD playing on the TV, so I just got off the phone with her, and she didn't even want to talk to me because she was watching Gordon Lightfoot. she made her a pillow. It's a Gordon Lightfoot pillow. It has a Gordon Lightfoot album cover, and then she ordered a little recorded one of his songs, sewed it into the pillow, and then she embroidered a turquoise heart on the pillow, and she just has to press the heart, and it'll play one of her favorite songs.
God.
Like, who is
my
this
God.
Person, and how does she love our family still after That's my brother amazing. Cheated on her? Like, how?
Oh, no.
Her mom came over and helped, as did her new partner.
Oh, my God, that's so nice.
They spent all morning setting everything up, and I just, like, I'm talking, there are pictures on the walls.
Wow.
She reframed a couple of photos so they go together. Like, she thought everything through, and it's just really incredible. She brought a couple of things from home that Mom would recognize, so she knows it's her room. And it's fantastic. And it's only about a 20-minute drive from my dad, and it's actually in the same city that my sister friend lives in. So, and she'll visit her often.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, there's a part two.
Wow.
That's so nice.
I'm glad that her mom's going to be really comfortable. Yeah. That must be a relief to know.
Thank God.
I knew that was going to happen. Tina again. Hi. So it's really good.
Yeah,
it's really, really good. God. So next week I go home and I'll actually be able to see her. My dad's surgery for his cancer is next week, and I'll be home for just a week, but I'll be able to see the facility, see her, spend a lot of time with her, and also see my dad and help him adjust to being at home without her. On top of it all, I have an SI joint issue, and I, like, have not been able to walk this week. But I finally got to a chiropractor, and that was helpful. There were, like, so many random little things I wanted to tell you guys. What were they? Excuse me. I saw a picture of Zoe Lister-Jones from the Oscars.
Oh.
And I popped up on my Instagram, and I was like, I didn't know Allie went to the Oscars. And
you do look like her.
I hope you take it that way. But I legitimately, had to look at her.
You do kind of look like her, yeah.
Hey, you do.
I'm not dating a girl. Or, like, a non-binary person.
That's funny.
I'm like, hold the phone.
What? That's funny.
I do. That's funny.
That's funny. I was just talking about, I didn't know she
was.
She got divorced from her husband and is dating, I think, a woman or someone who's non-binary.
Yeah, you literally said, like, yesterday, you were like, do you know Zoe Lister-Jones is a lesbian? I said, she is. And you said, big time.
Big time. Big time. Yeah, you do look like her.
I do.
She has, like, blue eyes, right? Or light green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is crazy.
How funny. I didn't realize that.
Okay. One more message.
It's Dina again. I hung up because I had to cough. So, all right. Anyways, Allie, Zoe Lister-Jones, just saying. Not a bad thing. Totally not a bad thing. I mean, I just compliment.
I'm not offended.
I totally grew up watching The Torkelsons. And I remember I was in, like, grade 7. It was probably earlier than that because that feels really late. But I was in a sex ed class and they were making us watch a video. And the mom that was in The Torkelsons was the person that was, like, walking us through whatever. Like, I think she was
talking about it. Oh, boy. She needed that cash, huh?
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, what is happening?
That's funny.
This is uncomfortable. I don't care for this. I will never forget that. Also, flash forward, totally watched that show. Loved that show. Ben Foster was in another movie called Get Over It. It is one of the worst, best films I've ever seen in my life. And I need to know if any of you guys have seen it. It has Kirsten Dunst in it. It has Shane West in it.
Oh.
It has Colin Hanks in it.
Oh, boy.
Cisco's in it. Coolio's
Cisco.
In it.
Cisco? What?
It is a ridiculous movie.
Mila Kunis?
Carmen Electra makes an appearance. It is one of my favorite movies of all time. It is so bad, it's good.
I have not seen this movie.
No.
I have to cough again, so I'm going to go. But I love you all. Thank you so much for your care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. From 2001... Get Over It. Why have I never seen this?
Oh my God, it came out on March 9.
2001. Why would I not have seen this?
We got to watch it.
Weird. Wow. What is a high school? Loosely based on A Midsummer Night's Dream. The story is about Burke, high school student who's down on his luck. After losing his girlfriend, he resolves to get her back by any means. Quitting his beloved basketball team and auditioning for the school play to be closer to his ex, Burke soon finds out that the path to true love is never simple.
It's so funny. All these movies are all, like, loosely based on Shakespeare.
Yes.
It's so weird.
Weird. Shane West.
I cannot stop looking at pictures of Zoe Lister-Jones now.
I think she's very hot.
She's Melissa. You're married.
I'm just saying she's an attractive lady.
No, I see it. We have strong.
Yeah,
features.
You look so much like her. That is crazy. Oh my God. That's crazy.
Who is that? Me?
That's crazy. And she has brown hair now, I think. Okay, that's. This is your celebrity lookalike.
My doppelganger.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
We figured it out.
We figured it out. There it is.
Whoop, there it is.
Well.
her partner kind of looks like Brandon Wardell.
Yes.
Which is like very niche, like five people know who Brandon Wardell is probably, but LA it kind of looks like, LA local comedy scene, but like, for like Twitter 5 years ago, but kind of looks like Brandon Wardell. Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was the last voicemail of the day. Yeah.
All right. Guys, thank you for calling in. Continue to call in and continue to tell me what celebrity I look like. Actually, just kidding, because sometimes it's really ugly.
Only the hot ones.
Only the hot ones. Someone once, who was it? Someone once, my roommate in college once was like, I think Sarah Jessica Parker is so unattractive. And then like a beat later was like, you kind of look like her. And I was like,
what?
Yeah.
You know who I think is really ugly?
Yeah.
And someone who looks
look like you. It's always hit or miss, but I like Zoe Lister-Jones. That's a good one. I also like her work.
That's a good one.
Anyways, guys, thank you for calling in. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
That's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
By Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.